Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about a weekend activity going on to let you know all the details about this morning. Art Attack is this weekend. And Dee Leckie here, Bill Harris here, and Gabe Ponce here to talk about it. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for getting up and coming in.
Hi, good morning.
This is the fourth annual Art Attack. And Bill, you've talked about this on this very show before.
Yep.
You're back, and Art Attack continues to go strong.
Yeah, we're pretty excited this year. It's our fourth year, and as of right now, we have more artists registered than any previous year at this time, so it's going to be a big day. Weather looks good.
Yeah.
For those who don't know what Art Attack is...
What is it?
What is it? on any given Saturday, I could go down on Caroline Street, set up my easel, and just paint all day. The idea was, what would happen if 100 of us did it or 200 of us did it? And that's the idea. It won't be just painters. It'll be potters, jewelry makers, musicians, dancers, all different types of artists. So the idea is people just walking down on Caroline Street can see not just art, but they can see art being made. They can meet the artist, talk with the artist. So that really demystifies the whole process, because most people, like we were just talking, Ted, you've never seen art being made. You can see art being made. And I think what happens is people make a stronger connection to that art when they see it being made. And that's the idea. And the overall bigger theme of the whole event is just to raise the awareness of, you know, Fredericksburg's a big art town. It's a big art town. There's a lot of artists like myself who make their living doing it. So it's trying to raise the awareness of that.
Interesting you mentioned that, because all three of you are examples of people who are making a living doing art in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
Dee, talk about what you do in your connection to art.
Well, I have a bunch of connections to art. Right now, I am one of the co-owners of Liberty Town Arts Workshop, where Bill has a studio, and I'm also a potter, a professional potter as of February of this year. Left my day job and throw pots for a living now.
What was your day job before you started doing pots?
I was a commercial property manager. You know, that's a seamless transition.
How did that occur?
I've done art my entire life. Art's been a huge passion of mine since I was a little kid. And when I was in college, I sort of accidentally minored in art. Not really declared, but took enough classes so that I could have. Just as a way to, you know, for therapy while I was taking a lot of my hard
cool
courses.
Guys.
Yeah, meet super cool guys. And once I got out of college, I kind of left it for a little while. And then years ago, about 2010, I got back into pottery, took a class at Liberty Town, and fell back in love with art again and haven't looked back since.
So you buy the business?
That I buy the business. Liked it so much, I thought, I'll keep it. So my husband and I bought it in, 2013?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2013 now. We're coming up on 2 years. So, yeah.
Interesting. And Gabe, you've got a business. You and your wife have the pawn shop down on Caroline Street.
Yeah, that's right. Pawn shop. P-O-N-S-H-O-P. Not to be confused with the standard pawn shops.
Yes, exactly. And if you haven't been in there, you ought to go in, because there's a wide variety of different art kind of things in there.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, we started our, I guess you could say, art careers here in Fredericksburg 10 years ago at Liberty Town. And we were there in our studio for about 4.5 years before we opened up Pawn Shop on Caroline Street. And since then, yeah, it has been quite a ride. It's been quite a trajectory for both Scarlett and I to kind of take our initial interests and dreams and then kind of manifest it in our own storefront.
And Bill, you're also over at Liberty Town,
yep.
And describe what you do.
Well, I'm a painter. I do a lot of different types of painting, murals, portraits, my own artwork, illustrations. I've been at Liberty Town since we opened in 2002, so I've been there for 13 years. I teach classes there. You know, I think what Dee Dee described as her experience at Liberty Town is very common, where you'll find people maybe come and take a class there, mm-hmm. but it leads to bigger things. It may lead to getting a studio there, or maybe going and doing it part-time or even full-time. We've had a few people in the past couple of years quit their day jobs and now are full-time artists. And yeah. I think that's a pretty common trend in Fredericksburg, and it shows you what a big art town Fredericksburg is.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of see ourselves in Fredericksburg as the incubator space for artists, and we kind of encourage people, you know, like the Pawn Shop and like other people. Water Street Studios is another one that's mm-hmm. an alumni. You know, we try to keep the artist community really tight, even though people might move on to other things, bigger and better things, awesome shops all over town. We try to make sure everybody has that opportunity to come into a space like Liberty Town and learn in a really supportive environment. And then you can have a small studio space for a while and then grow into a business. Yeah, so we have a lot of artists around town that have started with us and are doing great things.
Bill, I haven't seen you. It's been a couple of years. You came in a few years ago with Rob Grogan a couple
yep.
of times.
Yep.
And it sounds like over the last few years that the whole art scene in Fredericksburg continues to really flourish.
It has. You know, I moved to Fredericksburg about 20 years ago, and there was an art scene, but it's almost incrementally. Every year, it's gotten bigger and bigger, and I think we've seen it in the last two or three years. Ted, you're right. It's just really, really growing and expanding. I think we notice it a lot of times when people come from other areas. So we'll have a lot of people coming from the D.C. area, Northern Virginia. I think they're just blown away. Like, wow, I cannot believe there's not just this much art, but this much great art, mm-hmm. the diversity of the art. And I think you see it, like on See It on First Fridays, when there's just the whole town is full of people, the restaurants are full, and a lot mm-hmm. of them are just coming to see the art.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. People coming out of Northern Virginia who are really impressed with the caliber of art will often get comments from people that they weren't expecting to see such great and accomplished artists in the area. And and I have to agree. I mean, it's unbelievably amazing how much glorious art comes out of this community.
And, you know, that's really one of the ideas that started Art Attack was let's showcase this. Mm-hmm. Let's showcase, you know, we're very proud of the art we do here, and let's showcase it. Let's let the world see, you know, what a big art town we are.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that a lot of people are coming from Northern Virginia or from the Richmond area or mm-hmm. other parts of the state
yeah.
coming here and buying things from coming in and getting things
oh,
from
yeah.
you, Gabe, or Dee Dee and Bill getting things from you.
Yeah, it's funny. Fredericksburg is like smack dab in the middle between D.C. and Richmond, of course. So I work at the desk at our shop and meet a lot of visitors. And a lot of people say, you know, we're coming down from D.C. or we're coming from Baltimore. We stop in Fredericksburg on the way. And they stop. They browse the shops. They walk the main street. And they, you know, eat a lunch and then continue their journey. And they are. They're really impressed with the caliber of the downtown itself and once again, all the art that we can offer. So it's exciting. It really is. Because, you know, coming from when we lived in New York before moving to Fredericksburg, and that's one of the kind of punchlines people say, like, oh, what did you do? So, oh, we moved from Brooklyn, New York to here. And they said, why did you? Well, this Fredericksburg, the downtown, this place gave us the opportunity to pursue, you know, these kind of ideas and dreams that we had back when we lived in New York City.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, Bill, one of the things, especially for art students who would think, well, I can't stay here. I'd like to stay in this area. I'll have to go to another area. You don't necessarily have to do that.
Right. That's wrong. I mean, you can stay in here. We could fill this room with dozens of artists that do that. They make their living here. Mm-hmm. And it's not just, you know, like there, you could go to Sedona, Arizona, and there's probably a lot of artists making typical art for that region. The thing that Fredericksburg has is the art is so diverse. There's not it's not regional. It's not like we're painting paintings of Carl's or Gulrich's all the time. There's all different types of art. Like if mm-hmm. you come in my studio and you hate what I do, you'll find art that you like. Because Liberty Town's a good example, but so is Brushstrokes and Art First and FCCA and all those galleries, is that the art is very diverse. It's not like a lot of the same thing. Everybody's so doing so much different types of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's Art Attack is this Saturday. There is the Art Attack after party that we're going to talk about too when we come back. Dee Dee Lucky here, Bill Harris, and Gabe Ponds on a Town Talk this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are introducing you, or if you're not aware of it, Art Attack coming this weekend to Fredericksburg, 10 to 4 on Saturday. Gabe Ponce here, Bill Harris, and D.D. Leckie. The Art Attack after party is something that you're involved in. Didi, is this the first year that you've had an after party?
No, it's not the first year we've had an after party, but it's the first time we've made it public.
Okay.
Previously, every year we'd all get together after Art Attack. It would alternate between the pawn shop and Liberty Town. We kind of bounce back and forth. And it would just be an occasion for the artists to kind of get together and kind of do, you know, what worked, what didn't work, how was your day, what kind of interactions did you have, and everybody who wanted to could bring their art and share it and talk about the art that they made that day. And a little while ago, the city of Fredericksburg sort of approached us and said, well, what do you think about maybe involving the public in this? And we agreed that that could be a good idea. We'll try it this year. We'll do a nice experiment. So we've created what we think is going to be a really fun event for the public. We've got some really great stations for people to interact with. We have Bill's going to be doing an acrylic painting. We have these little 12x12 tiles, canvas tiles that people can paint on. It's designed for kids, but we're not going to limit adults if they want to paint on a tile. But they will have to paint a robot. It's a robot, self-portrait, or a butterfly. Those are the three choices.
Okay.
So if you're an adult, you have those three choices. And we're going to work with the Parks and Rec and the Arts Commission to come up with a way to display those publicly around town. So they'll be used in parks or along the canal trails or, you know, just in really cool ways. We haven't quite figured out exactly what we're doing with them, but that's where they're going to go. They're not going to be owned by Liberty Town. And then we're doing a tile station where people can paint on tiles that we're going to use in other art installations around town. And then we have Itty Bitty Press, which is a screen printing company out of Richmond, that's coming up and is going to screen print in front of people a special design they designed just for the after party. And we're closing down part of Liberty Street, which is where Liberty Town is. That's why it's called Liberty Town. And we actually have a band, two bands coming in, Ashley Chevalier, which is a local favorite,
yep,
and Lobo Marino out of D.C. They're going to be performing from 4:30 until 7:30 on our stage in our courtyard. So it's going to be a pretty full day.
I was going to say, Art Attack itself is where you watch, but the after party is more of getting involved and finding out, kind of plugging yourself in.
And one of the biggest aspects of it is that we're encouraging all the artists to bring the work that they've worked on all day, and we're going to have that out in the open for people to walk through and see. And the artists are going to be able to interact in a more casual environment while they're not busy making, while they're in a, you know, relaxed and just sort of hanging out. And people can have better conversations with them in that environment. But we encourage people to do both. So wander through the streets during the day and watch them work, and then maybe come up to the after party afterwards and watch the, you know, some great music and talk to the artists about what they created that day.
It seems like both the Art Attack and the after party, especially if you've got kids, this is a great chance to really expose them to and see what they kind of gravitate to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really am a firm believer in art education, especially early art education. I think it teaches problem solving and creativity in children in a way that a lot of other aspects of education just can't. And it's very friendly and easy for kids to learn in those environments. It's, you know, there's no disasters. Worst case scenario, you got some paint on your clothes. That's like worst case scenario. So maybe paintbrush in the eye if you're not careful. But, you know, so I think it's really important for parents to bring their kids down to Pawn Shop and take classes, or to Liberty Town and take classes, or Water Street and take classes. There's classes all over town with brilliant artists, and we're just going to kind of give people a really easy, free example of these, you know, these kind of things that we'll be teaching you in these classes at the after party. How to paint something simple on a piece of canvas, or how to paint a tile. I think it's going to be a pretty fantastic way for kids to get involved.
Is there any kind of cost for this?
Totally free. 100% free.
Yeah. One thing I would like to point out, Ted, that, you know, we've talked a lot about Liberty Town and Pawn Shop, but it's open to all artists.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be affiliated, but we'll have artists from Art First, Brushstrokes, FCCA, Artful Dimensions.
Yep.
But we also have a lot of artists not affiliated with anybody, and we encourage that. But we're still looking for more artists. So if you're listening to this and you want to participate, come down. You know,
yeah,
bring
absolutely.
Your. You could bring a sketch pad and a lawn chair and just set up and just start drawing. It's, you know, it's not an exclusive event. It's
no,
it's open to anybody that's interested.
Right. In fact, that's, I think, one of the great things that I've noticed over the past years doing the event is that every year we meet new faces, whether it's during the art attack downtown or at the after party. There's always kind of new people coming out of the woodwork and saying, well, I saw this on Facebook. I decided to come down. So, yeah, it's really a nice kind of emergence of both kind of art and recreation kind of combined. I always kind of describe it as performance in a way because it does – I think when you're down on the streets during the afternoon, it does feel almost like a performance in the sense that you're just in the public eye. Mm-hmm. You're in the street and you are being watched and some people might just stand there and kind of like pose up and stare for a while. But that's all part of the fun of it, and I think that's what makes it really exciting and special.
How difficult is it to work when you've got people interrupting you? I mean, when you're in your studio, mm-hmm. are there a lot of interruptions?
Yeah, but I mean, that's part of why you have a public studio. I mean, you can have a private studio space and make your work quietly in a vacuum, and that's fine. I mean, that's great for when you're trying to do production work, but it's really nice to have the public come in and see. It kind of breaks down that wall. It demystifies the art and shows them where the value is, like how much skill goes into it.
And what we found over the years is that when people see us making art, they make a stronger connection with it, and we actually sell more art that way. You know, it's not for everybody. There's certainly artists, like Didi said, they would rather just work in a quiet little room by themselves. But the truth is, if you're out there and doing it and talking to the people and they can talk to you while you're doing it, you'll probably sell more art.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny to hear people kind of – sometimes I'll have like half an iPod headphone in just to get some concentration going. But it's funny to hear people kind of walking by. Oh, he's doing collage. Look at he's gluing the thing on the thing. So it's really – it's kind of fun too because, you know, for us this is kind of the I guess the act of making something, it's not that it's commonplace, but to a lot of the visitors, this is new ground, and they're really kind of excited. And I only wish I can look at my own artwork with the same enthusiasm that a lot of the bystanders are.
Do you have people ever question you and say, why would you do it this way?
Yeah, totally.
That's like, good, though. That's a good thing. I mean, that's what we want.
It is really
it's
nice.
It's the way they learn.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to explain to somebody like your process in a way that's very elementary. Like, so much of what we do, we've been doing it for so long that it's just you don't stop and think about why you're doing something. When they ask you, sometimes it makes you do your work a little bit differently or question why you're doing it differently.
Well, and I think one of the other things, whether it's been different artists coming in here or even walking around with events over the years in town and seeing people work, you see the personalities that artists have, because a lot of times you just think, They're probably really serious. Because I always used to think, because I had heard about you, Bill, in the past, and I thought he's going to be this real serious kind of guy.
Brooding.
And it was, you know, nothing like that.
Well, Ted,
let's
be honest, Ted. Artists are crazy. They're crazy. However, but I do think that's one of the things you find out going to Art Attack is they are a little bit crazy and a little bit different, but approachable and talkable, and you can talk to them and they do a pretty good job of explaining what we do.
I just think we're different. We're just special.
Right.
We're special butterflies.
Yeah, eccentric.
Do you like? Do you know? Like, before, in your case, Bill, do you know what you're going to work on Saturday?
I try to do something that people enjoy watching, and I'll give you. I typically do portraits. Like, I'll just do a big face, and often. It's fine. It doesn't end up being my masterpiece or anything like that, but I think people enjoy watching a face being made. I'll tell you a funny story, though. The first year we did it, big artist like I am, I set up a portrait and I'm working, and I'd hear people come from behind me and say, oh, honey, look, she's doing a dog. And there was a little girl next to me in high school doing a drawing of a bulldog. All day long, it was like, oh, my gosh, look at the bulldog. Finally, I was like, hey, honey, can you just move?
but taking away the right, spotlight.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it was funny. And that,
I love dogs, Bill.
Right. Yeah, so we found out that there are a lot of people that do animals because people seem to like paintings of dogs going on.
I think Ed King's planning on doing some dog portraits down on
yeah.
Caroline
Oh, that's
Street.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
One of our artists at Liberty Challengers, he's the light. He's doing dog portraits.
Yeah.
Yep. So he's going to be painting people's dogs. He's a fast painter, too.
Yep. Oh, so if you bring your dog, apparently he's going to paint it while you're there.
Okay. Wow. So we're on Saturday, this will be where? On Caroline and...
Mostly. Now, the artist can kind of set up anywhere they want. The artist can also move. What you'll find is from the visitor center on Caroline up to William Street, and along up on William Street, and down on Sophia as well. So artists will be set up all over the place, and they can set up anywhere they want.
Yeah. In fact, what I'm encouraging to all you art attackers out there, the recruits, should we breach 100 artists? I mean, we can go beyond the visitor center. I know I talked to a handful of the shop owners down there, and they were like, "Oh, we'd be happy to have the artists come set up on their sidewalks." So we're looking forward to like a really dense
street. We've had artists beyond William Street on Caroline too. Didi actually, I think, was set up in front of Foodie last year.
The first year we did it, I think, I was in front of Foodie.
Okay.
Last year I was in front of Riverbee. Which is really nice.
And you know what we want too is maybe people when they come down to sort of look for us and experience downtown and look at all the different shops. Yeah. You know, we're trying to add to downtown. We're not trying to detract from it. And hopefully, they'll go looking for artists and find shops that they like and find restaurants that they like.
If someone is interested in getting involved with the art attack portion of this on Saturday, how can they still sign up?
If they go to
the website,
Art Attack. Fred.com.
Yep.
And it's pretty clear, and you can register right online.
Yeah, just press the enlist button and fill out the form. It takes about a minute.
Do you need to? Yeah, and you probably need to do that before Saturday morning.
Well, if you would do it at least on Friday, that would be appreciated.
Yeah. We're
I'm checking the forms and making the. We'll be sending out kind of one final email announcement. To all the registrants, on Friday, reminding everyone of the rules of engagement and things like that.
Okay.
And part of re-registering is that part of the after party is a sort of semi-private event for the artists themselves, where we will be feeding them and beveraging them. So, if you sign up early, you'll be included in that headcount. It'll be really easy for me to make sure I have enough pizza and drinks for you.
Okay. ArtAttackFred.com is how you can do that. We're talking about the fourth annual Art Attack this morning, and the Art Attack After Party. Gabe Ponds, Bill Harris, Dee Dee Lucky here. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to...
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Art Attack is this weekend, 10 to 4 downtown on Saturday. Also, the Art Attack After Party is from 4:30 to 7:30. We're talking about all of that with Dee Dee Lucky, Gabe Ponds, and Bill Harris this morning. One of the things, as all of you have talked this morning, that's really apparent, the arts are another thing that really set Fredericksburg apart from maybe even the counties or other attractions around. To have what you provide and to have something like Art Attack and just the art that's available in this area is one of the another things that makes Fredericksburg unique.
Yeah, agree.
Well, it is, and our art is different than anybody else's art. So if you went to Alexandria, you went to D.C., you're not going to get our art. You can only get our art in Fredericksburg. And every community is like that, but I think we're very proud of art. And we would put our art up against anybody's. It's not just the amount of it, but it's the quality of it and the diversity of it. And it's a big-time art town.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Dan Finnegan, who founded Liberty Town, is a prime example of that. He's a world-class potter who chose to make Fredericksburg his home and is now going around the world with his pottery. I mean, that's Fredericksburg-based.
Right. And, Dan is one, but there's also dozens of other artists that show all over the world. I mean, we have all our art going all over the world. And
you've been in England?
I showed in England for a while and some other states in Mexico. But I think every artist that we talk about that makes their living, every you know, a couple times a year, multiple times a year, I'm sending art to all over the place, and mm-hmm. other artists are as well. And it's all coming out of Fredericksburg and going to basically every state in the union and other countries.
And I should mention that I have a Bill Harris piece of
original.
It's an original. It was was Matt Kelly's city council sign from a couple of years ago. It was the most unique campaign sign ever. And he got I asked him for one. He got me one. He got you to sign
right,
it.
Right, right. So. And he did win. I got to point out they did win. Yeah. But you know, I think that's a great example of Fredericksburg. Though there's a guy running for city council, yeah. and he has this idea like, hey, I'm going to use a local artist. You know, that doesn't happen everywhere. That's certainly not happened probably in Spotsy or Stafford. Or so good for Matt.
He's an example, and I know of several people that have taken classes at Liberty Town and have really gotten into art just from taking a few classes.
Yeah, I'm proud to say I've had 7 of my students go on and either get studios or make full-time careers out of art. We have artists constantly showing in restaurants, and that's another thing to point out about Fredericksburg is I think most of the restaurants in town show local art.
Yeah,
I think they get some tax incentives for it, but they do it because it's good for them. It's good for them. It's good for the artists. But that's a good starter for a lot of artists to show their work and then decide, hey, maybe I can do this.
Mm-hmm. Didi, we've talked this morning a lot about Liberty Town. Mm-hmm. Just describe where you're at, what's offered there, and what people can do there.
Yeah, we're at 916 Liberty Street. It's near Morey Stadium downtown.
Kind of, a little side street.
Yeah, a little side street near Primavera Pizza. And we have about, 50, 60 artists represented mm-hmm. now. We're 27 separate studios, but a lot of those are shared. And it's a working studio space, so people can work within their space or just show in their, studios. So at any given time, people can wander through and see people at work. We've got everything from blacksmithing and glass making, to pottery and painting. And we have, weaving, just about everything. Just about every kind of art form represented. Yeah. We're pretty big.
We have
13,000 square feet.
FAA we're studio space. Too.
FAA has upstairs. Now we have the music aspect in there as well, and they have a video component. They're teaching some classes upstairs as well.
It's interesting as you discuss all those different things because I initially, when you first talk art, you just think of painting, but there's all kinds of different.
For sure.
There's all kinds of different areas you can go into, and that's available here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about art. It's, you know, people often think, oh, I can't draw. I can't be an artist.
Can't draw a stick figure, man.
Right. And you don't have to. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, we've taken people who can't draw stick figures and taught them how to draw a stick figure, right. First of all.
We have a stick figure class.
We have a stick figure. No, we don't actually have a stick figure. I wish, that's a really good idea. We should have a stick figure class. We teach people how the principles of art, and there's different aspects. Like, crocheting is art. I mean, people come in, we have a Spinners and Weavers Guild, and on Thursdays, they have a sock club, and all these delightful little old ladies come in and knit their socks and chit-chat, and the things they make are so beautiful, but they're just socks. Mm. But they're every piece of art or every piece of clothing they make is a piece of artwork.
Huh.
So, yeah, it can be anything.
And, Gabe, I did my Christmas shopping last year in your store just because there is a wide variety of various different things in there, and like it's art, but sometimes it's out of the box art.
Right. Artisan based all together, and in fact, of course, it's my wife's ceramics and my paintings. Most notably is the skateboard decks that I've been painting over the years that hang on the walls. Then we also feature around 30 different other, both local, regional, and national artists that make everything from jewelry and accessories through clothing or also like handbags, things like that. Basically things for your kind of everyday life. But yeah, no, I appreciate that. In fact, it's funny. I had a couple come through yesterday. They're moving to California. They're on their way to California, but they were like, "We got to come here Christmas shopping because all the neat kind of stuff." So, and we pride ourselves in that. And it has been kind of a road since, since starting our trajectory from Liberty Town in terms of kind of growing and evolving our business to be that place to offer those kind of items.
Yeah. Great stuff. They really do.
And Dita, that's exciting that people get their start at Liberty Town and are able then to, if they want to, to even branch out and be bigger.
We see that as our job. I mean, there's, you know, it's our job to create a safe space for artists to grow. And that's what we see our job as. We're big. We're a big space. But, you know, we're not the biggest in terms of individual studio spaces. So sometimes people outgrow those spaces. Like the pawn shop was doing such brisk business with their kids' classes. They have fantastic kids' classes. You know, that it made economic sense for them to open up their own place and start their own thing. And we have a policy of never being bitter about that. I mean, that's a wonderful aspect of it.
No bitter policy.
That's a good policy.
No, you got to be, you know, all of us have to work together. We all succeed together. So, I mean, I think it's a fantastic way to grow the art community, to be supportive of artists as they're developing and then help them get their wings.
I think you see that in the art community, too. It's not a competitive thing. We're always supportive of each other. You know, we want Art First to have a great day on Saturday. We want FCCA to have a great day on Saturday. If they do well, we all do well.
Yeah. It's not just the Liberty Town and Pawn Shop Show. It's everybody all at once. We're all working together to make this a really great event, and all the art galleries are going to be participating.
Yeah. Yes.
It is artattackfred.com. We'll give you all the information of how you can get involved and how you can sign up and do all of that. So, Bill, where do you see art in Fredericksburg going in another 5 or 10 years? The trajectory, as we've talked about, it continues to grow. Do we keep adding people?
Yeah, I think it has to. It has to go bigger and more diversity in art that we don't even know. I mean, I think we've even seen in the time I've been here, I think there's art being made maybe by younger artists that wouldn't have been here 10 years ago, or that wouldn't have been here 20 years ago. So that's an interesting question. What is next? Nobody knows, and that's sort of an exciting aspect of it, is can't wait to see it.
I noticed it was at a Spotsylvania school board meeting last night. They were talking about art in the schools, and seeing some of the works that even middle school students had done. But a couple of things from some high school students. I never would have guessed they were high school students.
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of the art teachers I know in Spotsylvania and Stafford are involved in the Fredericksburg art scene. Yep. So I think that's a nice marriage of the school systems with the Fredericksburg art community. You know, there's a direct link there.
Yep.
And we'll see a lot of those students. There'll be a lot of those students down there on Saturday, whether participating or just watching.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up here. I grew up in Stafford, went to Stafford High School, and had two fantastic art teachers, Mark Hughes and Rachel Sigler. And they're still involved in the local art community. I mean, Mark comes to all my first Fridays. Super adorable. But, you know, we have fantastic art teachers, and, you know, they're the ones who lit the passion in me. I think art education in schools is vitally important.
You hate to see at times when there come to be budget cuts that sometimes those are things that get lopped off.
We talked about it briefly, but all the places, Pawn Shop, Liberty Town, Art First, they all offer classes, and they offer kids' classes. So it's worth investigating if you come down on Saturday to investigate those things. You'd be surprised at how many different types of classes there are, from blacksmithing to wood turning to painting and pottery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and that's where I think something like Art Attack is such a great thing, because anybody can come down and talk to you and find out that you're all, this is what you do for a career. It's your passion, and you're able to do this every day.
Yeah. Right, and that's where the downtown kind of has one of its great strengths, is that, like, for instance, every first Friday, I'll see a group of high school students doing a first Friday walk. And I was like, wow, when I was a kid, we didn't have that.
Yeah.
You know, but the ability for, I guess, if anything, the accessibility of the galleries and of the artists for the young community, that's really an asset. And you won't find that everywhere, for sure.
Sure, like a student can go into a gallery, talk to the artist, and say, you know what, I can do this. And then a lot of, like Liberty Town, you could show your work. If you're a high school student, there's about 5 or 6 shows throughout the year that are open to the public. That they could submit work to, so they could meet an artist a couple months later, be showing their work in a gallery or a restaurant.
Yeah, and a lot of other galleries around town have similar things. Yeah. I mean, Artful Dimensions, Art First, FCCA, all have.
And like Gabe said, that's not everywhere. I don't think every community it's like that.
Yep.
Now, just to be able to go around town and talk to you, and any of you, and just get that get that firsthand experience.
You'll find that most of the artists are still crazy, but very talkable.
And they'll talk to you. Don't worry, they'll talk to you.
You might not get them to shut up, but they'll talk to you.
Just don't be next to Bill drawing a dog.
Right, don't distract.
That could create a problem on Saturday. It's Art Attack. It's the fourth annual Art Attack, and from the sounds of it, I mean, I remember when we talked a couple of years about this, Bill. I don't know that it was as big as it is now, and it's continuing to grow. I can see in a few years where Art Attack will cover a lot more of the downtown.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what it's going to take to grow is just more artists. Now, the idea for some artists to go out into the street and paint live or make pots live is frightening. It's terrifying. Like, but I think what you find as when you do that is that the people are very receptive. People love it, and I think some people maybe they question their own ability. Yeah, maybe I'm not good enough to stand on Caroline Street and make art, but you are. And I think what they found is not just the public down there are very supportive, love what you're doing, and the other artists are too. And so if you're feeling you're not brave enough to do it, do it. You should do it, because I think what you'll find afterwards is you'll be happy you did. And it'll be rewarding, and I think you'll feel better about your art afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good point. One of the kind of principles of the creative act is overcoming fear, and we all feel. I mean, every Art Attack morning, Bill and I are all jitters, both in terms of the logistics of getting it all going.
Yeah.
But obviously, too, it is kind of weird. You know, setting up and being out there exposed. But it's exhilarating.
It's funny, me and Gabe started this, but neither one of us do that typically. Like, I don't normally paint out on a street like that. It's not comfortable for us. And, you know, like, even us who do it for a living and have done it for a while, we still have, like, still self-doubt. Like, am I doing the right thing here? And, but once you get out there, it's fun, and you lose that immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, art is really, like, for me personally, I don't know if it – for these guys, art is like a little piece of yourself. It's like putting a little part of yourself out there and saying, what do you think?
Yeah, right.
Tell me what you think about this little aspect of myself, this child that I have birthed.
And you don't want someone going, ooh, let's go look at that dog.
And that doesn't happen. Yeah, right.
It doesn't. I mean, really. Like, people will tell you horror stories every once in a while, but I don't know anybody personally who said that happened.
So you're going to...
pretty tough.
Are you going to do some pots on Saturday?
Actually, I'm going to be working on the Art Attack after party this year, so I'm going to be at Liberty Town most of the day.
Okay, getting that ready.
Yeah, getting that ready. Just want to make sure this first year goes off without a hitch, so I'll be there setting up.
For what you do with painting, to do it outside, does the sun, does that change, you know, colors and things like that?
Yeah, it
for
can.
You
know, there's a lot of artists that only paint outside, plain air art. And what plain air art is the people will go set up an easel and paint what's in front of them, which is not exactly what we're doing. We'll set up an easel. We may paint from photographs or paint from whatever is in our head or whatever. Now, we can move, so... Ted, if the sun is in our eyes or the sun, we can move to shady places. And that's important, too, for artists to know, is they can move. There's a lot of shade out there. You can be basically in the shade the entire time. But, yeah, the art does certainly look different in the sun compared to being in your studio.
ArtAttackFred.com is where you can find out all the information. When we come back, we'll talk, give you all the general information again about Art Attack and the Art Attack after party. Bill Harris and Gabe Pons, along with Dee Dee Lucky here. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. We're talking about Art Attack and the Art Attack after party. If you are interested in art or have a family that you think wants to be interested in art, This is the weekend to really get involved with it. ArtAttackFred.com is the website. It's the fourth annual Art Attack. And, Bill, it starts from 10 to 4.
10 to 4, right. Artists will start setting up probably before that, 9:30, 10. Now, for the artists, you know, you don't have to be there 10 to 4. So if you can't get there till 11 or 12, please come out. And if you have to leave early, still come out. Mm-hmm. Then the Art Attack after party goes from 4:30 to 7:30.
Yep, and there is an artist rejuvenation station there, so after the party, the artist will be able to go in and get a slice of pizza and a beverage, and then go mingle with the crowds and participate in the activities.
Well, and I have found that on these kinds of things, you it's the kind of thing you can go at the beginning and maybe come back later and see how things are progressing.
That's actually a good point. And what a lot of people can see if they go early on is an artist starting on a piece and maybe coming back later 5 o'clock to the after party and seeing it finished. That's pretty exciting to see that.
For you, the artist doing that, at the end of once you get the piece done, you're pretty tired out at the end of an art attack day?
We would never claim what we do as hard work, but it is exhausting. Yeah, being out in the sun all that time and it's tiring.
Yeah, but it feels good, and that's why I think the theme of the kind of army or tour of duty theme kind of applies, because afterwards there is kind of a camaraderie, because like, oh, where were you? I was down near Sophia Street, and then but everyone's able to kind of share their stories, and for everyone it is a little bit of a different experience in terms of the artists. So it's exciting, especially at the after party, to kind of recap everyone's experiences.
And Dee Dee, the after party that you're setting up is really a chance for the public again to get really close to art and really do some participatory things.
I mean, after they walk the streets all day and see what the artists are doing, it's a chance for them to kind of participate in it. Some of the artists will allow you to, like, I think Bill's been pretty generous with his paints and paintbrushes and let people paint on his paintings sometimes.
So, when I'm down on Caroline Street, if you come walking up and I'm working on a portrait, I'll give you a brush and some paints and you can actually paint on it. We do that all the time. And a lot of artists do. It's not that unusual.
But, you can create your own original artwork that will be used around the community after Art Attack is all gone. And that's what we wanted to provide as an environment for people to be able to interact and make their own art and interact with the artists themselves. And then see all the artwork that they've done all day. You know, they get to see that that final product.
What would you all have really described today? It's been great having you here just to describe really a vibrant art community.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really a chance. You'll have great weather, maybe a little on the hot side, but a great day on Saturday to show it and for people to come out and really get a look at what's going on downtown.
Yep. Yep. And it's all free.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. But again, especially you can watch it during Art Attack and the after party.
Get your hands dirty. Yes, please.
Bill Harris, Gabe Pons, and Dee Dee Lucky, thank you all for coming in. This was great stuff.
And
thank you for what you do, because the art community will highlight more in the months ahead. Thanks for coming
in.
Thank you so much.
That's it for Town Talk. ArtAttackFred.com for all the information. That's it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.